Hello and welcome to TrustGodOnly.com, and the title is Preachers and Teachers Need to Be Tested. Be careful of the wolf in sheep's clothing. You gotta be very careful these days. There are a lot of non-spiritual preachers out there and ones that speak half-truth. You have to remember that many preachers were taught by man and not by God, not by Jesus, and not by the Holy Spirit. Preachers need to be tested to see if he or she is worthy to seek spiritual advice from. It's not enough to have credentials hanging on the wall. They need to be guided by the Holy Spirit and also by faith. One thing you might want to look at is, what works of faith can they produce? Ask yourself this, does my church teach confession? If not, then why not? I don't know of any Christian churches that teach confession. All the ones I have attended in New Jersey and Florida haven't. When I've inquired about it, they just seem to want to avoid the subject. I can understand that nobody wants to look inwards at themselves and see the rotten garbage that accumulated over the years. But it is something that needs to be done. We do need to cleanse ourselves if we want to receive the Holy Spirit. In James 5, verse 16, it says, "So confess your sins one to another, and pray for one another, and this will cure you." So I asked you, does your church practice confession? Could be that they don't know how. Confession and making amends is a deep cleansing, and it is what will lead you to repentance. One church I started to attend, I spent almost a month observing and listening to the preacher before I had a one-on-one meeting with him. I enjoy talking with people about the Lord, but anyway, I was trying to figure out how spiritual he was. Well, the Lord showed me. One night I was in my bedroom, sitting in a chair, contemplating on the Lord, when the Holy Spirit took me into a gaze and showed me a vision. I saw complete darkness, and in the darkness was this preacher nailed to a cross. The cross was spinning slowly, and every time I saw the preacher's face, it was just full of horror. His mouth was open to seem like it was three times bigger than a normal mouth. Over the few years of attending this church, the Lord also gave me confirmations that this was not the man to be seeking spiritual advice from. As a matter of fact, I thought I was going to pass out sometimes from the teachings that he spoke. I called on Jesus Christ over 21 years ago. I have never been taught by man, only by God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I could never put something so important as my salvation into the hands of any man. I trust God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit only. When you pray, pray for two things, love and the gift of discernment. Now, I'm not trying to tell you to avoid churches, preachers, teachers, or anybody that speaks about the Lord. But what it is, you've got to be very careful on what you accept as truth. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. So, all I ask you to is watch out for your salvation and be careful. Thank you, and may God bless you.